You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I'm here with Mr. Lucky himself, Mark LaChance. And listen, you are a few weeks out of your book launch. And listen, man, look at that. Wow. How cool is that?
It's very cool. Look at that.
In fact, we have you at number 2 and Matthew McConaughey at number 10. Why is our world today saying, you know what, I care about luck. I want to be lucky. Why do you think there's such an interest?
Well, luck, as we discussed many times, Carrie Wright and I discussed in the book, I think luck and success are interchangeable. At least that's the premise that I speak about in the book. So people want success. People want to, you know, especially with inflation, what's happening now and everything's getting more expensive. I think people, you know, certainly want to have luck. They want to have more success. They want to have a better life. So that's why I think the book has resonated pretty well. And I've gotten some incredible feedback, and it's been a pretty fun ride, I'll have to say.
It has, man. You know, I was pinging you. This is the one time I get crazy addicted when you're climbing the Amazon charts and Barnes and Noble. But I mean, you got a bunch of reviews. Your audiobook is up. Were people texting you that week saying like, oh, Mark, you know, like talk about your friends and family and stuff?
Yeah, I got a ton of congratulations. So I definitely want to thank everybody that's followed the journey and, you know, kind of supported me along the way. There's been a lot of people that have. So it's pretty cool to see. It's pretty good feeling to have, right? That you have, I guess I'll call it a tribe behind you.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, right? And then, you know, that week when we were looking at this chart, right? So number 11 worldwide on Kindle. That's pretty solid. I didn't see that. Crazy. I didn't see that, by the way. Let me see that again.
Oh, yeah. We look at that. You got your new seal.
Wow.
You got your new, I think, you know, our team, if we haven't, we're gonna pop that down and replace one of these images, boom, with the seal. So I gotta write a note to do that. But listen, Mark, I shared it on my Facebook. In fact, I'm gonna show people the screenshot because, listen, you know, when Matthew McConaughey, he's got some serious pull.
I think he's pretty famous, Carrie. I think he's pretty famous.
I went to his page and he has 9 million likes. And I just think that that's so cool, Mark, that, you know, you, my friend, are obviously onto something. In fact, we're going to talk about the Lucky University and all these other things. But I do have to show the actual screenshot because that is just exciting. I just posted it all over the place.
Yeah, that one's awesome. That one's
oh, my
awesome.
Gosh. So you got Wall Street Journal. You got ended November 27th. So we're talking very fresh. Number 2, you know, brand new to the list. You're beating out Adam Grant, who's huge. Think again. You know, and you have the 4 agreements. Oh, my gosh. You have Matthew. I mean, and this is all official, the NPD book scan. So anyway, what's next, Mark? I mean, when you hit the charts like that right out of the gate, what's coming next with the Lucky Formula?
Well, it's interesting because I originally had, you know, I've had this conversation the last few days, like, why did you write the book? Like, why? And yeah. I almost, the answer was almost like, I don't even know why. I just felt the exactly.
Yeah.
No, but the reason is, look, I think what I put in the book, the content in the book definitely can help people. It can help people get to the next level mentally, physically, financially. So that's number one. That was the biggest driver. But
yes.
Outside of that, I didn't realize why else I wrote the book. So kind of to position me as a thought leader in, you know, in business. Right. So, you know, I've got opportunities. I've been on, you know, probably 30 different podcasts so far. I'm getting opportunities for, you know, for a lot of other things. Doors are open now that weren't open before. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. right? I didn't know that doors would open. And actually, it's a funny story at your event. You remember I spoke at your event?
Oh, yeah.
I was in the crowd for 3 days. And then finally, Sunday morning, I spoke. And then it was funny how I was the same guy in that crowd. And then I was kind of treated differently right after the speech. So it was funny.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, you know, a book, I say that it opens new worlds. And I've seen some of the podcasts you've been on, and it's amazing. And let's face it, everyone these days, when they meet someone of interest, should I do business with this person? Is this person legit? They'll Google you. And when you show up as a Wall Street Journal, USA Today bestseller of the Lucky Formula, I mean, it's immediate credibility. You can't fabricate that. So now let's talk about the Lucky University and the mastermind. I mean, this is why I loved working with you and still working with you as an author, because I tell people all the time, I told a guy yesterday, I said, you have potential because you see that the book is a business, not just a business card. And you're the same way. You have dreams to turn the Lucky Formula into a replacement for college. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about this.
Well, there's another thought that we had is we spoke about this, right? About the NFT. So the Lucky NFT, which would get you access to the community, right? Could get you access to events, get you access to calls.
Lucky that... Con.
Yeah, I don't like the con though. I'm going to call it Summit. Lucky Summit.
You know
Summit.
That's hot. That is hot. That is hot.
It is hot.
Okay.
Lucky but Summit. The Lucky Con. I don't know if I like
that. That's true. Okay.
It would be the Lucky Summit. So it would get you access to the summit. It would get access to you know, really exclusive events with exclusive people. Wow. Like, for example, Carrie, I was at a party on Saturday night with Cardi B. So it would be events like that that you would get access to. So that's potential. The next potential is Lucky University. And the way I position this is that with my company, Maxi Media, you know, I look out there and I look at, you know, McDonald's can't find people to work there and restaurants or this, you know, Burger King can't find people. You want to know why? Because they're working for me. They're working for me as a creator, as a media buyer. It's relevant to Gen Z right now. So Gen Z doesn't want to flip burgers. They want to create videos. They want to be a creator. They want to, you know, they want to do things in the digital, in the metaverse, we'll say.
Yes.
So I think that's kind of the way I want to train people how to live in the new world, right? So it's real education for Gen Z, right?
I love
a great example is, so I'm doing a lot of yield farming right now, mm-hmm. which we spoke about. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman training me, his name is Justin Bram. He's a YouTube, he's fairly famous. He's got like 70,000 followers. Anyway, he went to Boston University and he spent $250,000 to go to Boston University, and he's not even doing anything he learned in college. So think about that.
Wow.
You know, he's working in yield farming for several different companies, but
more than flipping burgers at Burger King.
Absolutely. But the point is he did not have to go to school to, you know, learn about yield farming. He learned that online. He learned that, you know, by trial and error. So I'm not saying that university doesn't have a use, but I'm just saying, you know, if you talk about the value that it gives and what you get back from it, it's totally just disjointed. If you look at, you hear probably Gary Vaynerchuk talk about that a lot. I mean, I'm on that bandwagon because I have, you know, we have over 100 creators on our team, and they're all between the ages of 18 and 22. And I don't think any of them went to university. Wow. And some are making tremendous amount of money, like incredible amounts of money. So anyway, that's kind of the idea around Lucky University. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm thinking
Lucky University. So literally people watching this who say, oh my gosh, I love Mark's book. And I have young people, or I have nieces, nephews, grandkids, you know, my audience, or even Gen Z people who are watching this. You're literally saying that you have a educational option where people are going to learn real skills from real results. Because that's the other thing. In college, a lot of times it's just theoretical.
No, this is real. So this is real education in the real world for Gen Z. That's what it is.
I love it. Do you think, you don't have to let any secrets out, but do you think that these people will be employable, like after going
100%, because if they're top of their class, we'll say I'll hire them in a second for my company. And then the goal of the university is to have a placement agency to go out there and place them. So
I love it. I have Gen Z people working for me too. Not as many, but yeah, I want to stay young. You have to. I like this a lot, Mark. I could see some of my audience coming to you and saying, send me your best person. I'll pay you to have them work on my TikTok or my video. Ooh, I like this, Mark. You got me thinking, man. This is good. All right. So you got the Lucky University. You have the Lucky NFT. Get me excited. Oh my gosh. Which is going to unlock off-chain benefits. And you're going to hear a lot more about this, folks, if you keep watching.
Well, you opened my eyes to that one, Carrie. So I've got
Well, you know, the secret's out. I'm going to just share it. I'm going big in this space, and you'll my audience will hear about this soon. But I truly believe that this is the next step. You had books, ebooks, audiobooks, and now we're going to a whole nother planet. And so we won't let it all out. But Mark, anyway, people should follow you. First of all, give us your links, man.
The first thing everybody should do is do the Lucky Quiz. That's the first thing. So the Lucky Quiz is it's basically a quiz, as we discussed many times. It's a quiz on, you know, how to get luck, or sorry, your luck score calculates your luck score on a scale from 0 to 100. And then it gives you tips and tricks on how to increase your luck score and how to increase your ability to catch luck. So you could do that quiz at theluckyformula.com/quiz. Again, that's theluckyformula.com/quiz. And again, it'll give you your data right back, and it'll give you, you know, tips and tricks on how to get better, more successful. And that's number one. And then you could also find out a bit about more about me on my website. So Mark, M-A-R-K, Luchance, LACHANCE.com. So MarkLuchance.com. And then on Instagram at Mr. Lucky Official.
Yes. And there you go. You have good stuff. You have good content. I watch it a lot.
The toughest part, Carrie, is being consistent on the content. But, you know,
I hear you.
That's part of the Lucky formula. So I have to force myself to be consistent.
Yeah, I hear you. Couple quick things, man. Like, I even heard it when we posted some of your success recently in a good way. My audience said, there he goes again. He's so lucky. But then they said, it's a formula. Like, in other words, my audience knows the insider secret, that because they've heard you teach, that it really comes down to your book. And I don't know if you can see that, but
it
comes down to your book and the formula, the internal conditions, the external conditions. But we were chatting the other day, you got into this crazy popular social gathering recently. And there were some people who, you know, we don't have to name drop, or we'll just say it's a very big influencer. They couldn't get in, but you could. And you actually had to let them in. And again, the outside person will say, oh, Mark's so lucky. How are you engineering your luck?
Well, that's a funny story. So at that Cardi B story, there was a well-known, I won't give the name, I agree with you, but a well-known multi-billionaire who was standing in line and couldn't get in. And because I was at, you know, I was an ultra VIP, I guess I'll call it, at the event, and I knew the guy running it and throwing it, I actually did get this guy in. So it was pretty crazy. It was like, and then, so we had a conversation after, me and the gentleman, and it was funny. Then he's a guy that I follow online. And so we had a great conversation after that. But I guess, you know, I mean, how am I getting lucky? I think that was the question, Carrie.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, you got this NFT guy that you're working with, you got the yield farming, you have masterminds that are starting that you're going to be running, the Lucky Formula Mastermind. You have these podcast interviews. Again, the outside person's going to say, one person wakes up and says, gee, life stinks. Look at the economy. Look at COVID. Look at blah, 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 blah. You wake up and basically say, how can I be a force in this world? Tell us some practical things, man. Even drop some hints from your book. You know?
Well, in the book, I talk about another book about luck called The Luck Factor, I think it is.
Okay.
But Dr. Robert Wiseman, he talks about how people get lucky. And he actually gives four reasons why people get lucky. And he says the ones that are outgoing and actually speak to people tend to get more lucky. So, right. So, you know, the great example is at that party. Here's a good example. At that party, I was standing at the bar waiting for a drink, and a gentleman right next to me, so it just started talking to him. That's it. Turns out this guy's a major publicist, major. And he can get me into this and here and there and there and there. But it's only because I spoke to the guy. So is that luck, or is that, you know, did I create my luck there by opening my mouth? So that's it. So you have to get out of your shell and speak to everybody. And just, you know, you can create a conversation around anything, any point, any time. So that's one of the.
And right. I love it. And you do this so authentic because you really value people. Not every one of those things turns into something big, but I even met someone at your party in Florida who you met at a restaurant in Columbus. And now she flies halfway across the country to support you.
That's right.
All of a sudden she says, here's my son. He can hook you up with, you know. It's just so amazing.
So that's a great story too. So we're at a restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, sitting next to this couple and whatever. We just start talking to them. We just start talking. And it turns out that they're, you know, movers and shakers in Columbus.
They are. Right? They know half the city.
They know everybody, right? And Columbus is a pretty affluent town. You know that. You live there. So then I get invited to the Columbus Blue Jacket hockey game. I'm sitting in a loge and the guy next to me is a multi-billionaire, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, look, it's about opening your mouth and speaking to people and asking questions. And it could be as easy as, like, at the bar the other night, I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, what is in that drink? It looks so awesome. And then you strike up a conversation. That's it.
Just as I love that.
As simple as that.
You're very practical in this book. I mean, you have everything from the lucky formula foods for brain power. And it really does come down to that. In other words, if you're filling your body with carb crash, sugar rush, caffeine fix, and then all of a sudden you expect yourself to be lucky, you'll be falling asleep and taking a nap, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. I remember back in, let's say, between 2000 and 2010, you know, when I would be, we'd take a big lunch and we would have dessert every single lunch. I would get that crash in the afternoon. So for about 2 hours, you know, I'm like this at my desk. So that's totally unproductive, completely unproductive.
Wow.
You know, now my energy levels are rock solid all day long from, you know, morning till night.
I love it. It's so good. Folks, listen, this book, there's so many good things in here. And by the way, everyone scan that QR code legit because it's going to get you to the Lucky Formula assessment and quiz. But this book is just so good. Internal conditions, external conditions. I loved this book for so many reasons. You're talking about buying the recording studio where who recorded? I mean, it's a movie. It's a movie.
Well, you had Keith Richards, Sting, obviously the Rolling Stones, Police. You had Rush did all 7 of their albums there, I think. You had the Bee Gees. This is more kind of our age category.
Yeah,
Gary,
that's all right. That's all right.
But it was like anybody who's anybody in rock in the 70s and 80s recorded there, like anybody. There's over hundreds of recording artists. But, I mean, that kind of is the biggest failure of my life, as we know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll end with this and we'll give some links again. But the reason why I love this book is because Mark doesn't just show up in part two and say, hey, let me tell you how everyone can be so successful. He brings you in called My Flaws. Who does that? Who starts a book by saying, you know what? You want to hear about all the flaws and gaps I had? Let me tell you. Boom, boom, boom. And I love what you do that so that, A, I think me and the readers, we say, oh, my gosh, I can relate. I like this guy. You know, I'm like him. and then they start getting into the formula and they say, wow.
Well, everybody's got failures, right? So a big part of life is failing, right? Mm. Is failing to learn. So, you know, you're not going to bat 1,000. Like what's in baseball? What is the top guy batting? 330 maybe?
Yeah,
330,
yeah.
350 maybe?
Crazy.
Right? So that's one out of every three the guy strikes out. I mean, two out of every three the guy strikes out or the girl strikes out, right?
Yeah.
So.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
You're not going to win as long as you win 51% of the time, unless you're a baseball player, you're good.
I love it. I love it. And then part three, so good, your future. So it's not just this passive book that you say, oh, that's nice. But Mark literally takes time to say, and here's how you can engineer luck in your life. I know it's a controversial book. I think that's why people are loving it, because some people do think Luck is just a fluke. Mark, tell us, Luck is not a fluke.
It's not a fluke, Kerry. It's a formula.
Boom. Boom. I love it. Listen, man, did you get a t-shirt yet from me or not yet?
I did not get a t-shirt.
Okay. Well, listen, I got a t-shirt, but I have a really special gift coming to you.
Is it a Lucky Formula t-shirt?
Oh my, well, it's something, but it's a lot better than that. But the lady who's framing it is busy till Christmas, through Christmas. So I'm just saying, someday in January, you're going to open up your mail and you're going to be like, boom, this is amazing. So it's coming, Mark, okay?
All right, cool. Very cool. I don't even know what it is, but...
Give us the links one more time.
All right, so the quiz again. The quiz is theluckyformula.com/quiz. Again, theluckyformula.com/quiz. And then the website is Mark, M-A-R-K, luckchance.com. And my Instagram is @MrLuckyOfficial. So that's M-I-S-T-E-R Lucky Official.
I'm trying
to get @MrLucky. I might have that, but we'll see.
Okay. And for those people who are watching this and saying, I'm going to get the book, you can buy it anywhere on planet Earth, any bookstore. It is on audio. It's hardcover. It's paperback. It's ebook, every version. It's going to be NFTs very soon. And then if some people say, Mark, I need to get in your mastermind, they can contact you from your website.
That's right. That's correct.
And folks, let me tell you what, the first group, the founders group, if Mark resonates with you, you gotta get early access, because he's going to close that thing and it's going to be the first group, men and women. We'll see what happens. All right.
Absolutely. There we go.
Mark, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.